Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 24th of September, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny at 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts partly sunny with widely separate thunderstorms and clear over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 34, with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index supposed to be on 9, which is very high. Possibility on precipitation is on 40%. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 82%. Between Sunday to Monday 27 to 28, the moon will be fully in Aries and also total lunar eclipse, which occurs here in India early Monday morning, starting at 5:41 a.m. The total phase of this lunar eclipse is not visible in India, but it can be observed there as a penumbral lunar eclipse. A penumbral lunar eclipse can be a bit hard to see, as the shadowed part is only a little bit fainter than the rest of the moon. So we will be able to see penumbral eclipse starting at 5:41 and finishing at moonset at 6:25 a.m. This total lunar eclipse, or blood moon, it is the later of two total lunar eclipses in 2015 and the final in a tetrad for consequent total lunar eclipses. The other eclipses in the tetrad took place on April 15, 2014, October 8, 2014 or April 4, 2015. This is also a supermoon, which means that the moon will appear to be 14% larger than normal, as the moon will be just 59 minutes past its closest approach to Earth, perigee, at mid-eclipse. In astrological and magical terms, this is the last of the four keys, which is going to open the stargates and fill this world with a tremendous power and have to change the world. What this really means is that things which are going to happen during this lunar eclipse will influence, in larger scale, life as we know it. Nation seems to be unable to make negotiation and wars, as well as the terrorist acts may take place during these days. And as always, in every lunar eclipse, the moon influences directly our emotional state and hits us or our hearts with passion. During this eclipse, the moon will be in Aries, which make us want to express ourselves and be honest with our feelings. This may also mean that we are going to act carelessly and spontaneously. Violence and offensive behavior seems to cloud rational thinking, and past pain may be relieved during the days of the blood moon. The secret opportunity is to tap into this chaos and fuel our lives with passion to overcome all our toughest problems and break free from the chains of the past and the restrictions of pain and self-pity. Anyhow, also in this city we got quite some action line up, and for sure the days before the lunar eclipse we will be blessed to see Milidashius, a new musical, a huge production of about 100 people performing and a tremendous backstage force. The show, it will be going on Friday and Saturday, 25th and 26th, and on Sunday at 5:30, 27th at Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas. Friday and Saturday shows will start at 8 o'clock. We are requested to come early because they want to start with the show on time. The doors will be closed. And if you still don't have a ticket, you can book it online or you can find it at Solo Kitchen in Town Hall reception desk. Because as they mentioned, for safety reasons, they have limited to the numbers in the audience, so you will be only allowed into the performance if you have a valid ticket. We are also requested to be part in the experiment and explore the evolution of the Auroville organization through the participatory working group proposal. New members for the working committee and Auroville council have to be selected. And there are some steps we can undertake. First, we can nominate yourself and or other Aurovillians. We can nominate ourselves to become a full-time member of working committee or Auroville council. You can nominate up to 5 Aurovillians whom you feel are suitable, or you can nominate yourself to participate in the 3-day selection process to experience collective decision making. We are also requested to read the mandates and job description published in the Auronet in order to reflect on our skills or nominee skills matching the needs of the groups. And we should also reflect if you have enough time to offer a full-time service. We can find resident assembly service team every Saturday from 4:30 p.m. at La Terrasse. And the deadline for the nomination is Saturday 3rd of October. And the second step would be feedback process. So the name of all persons proposed will be published in news and notes on Saturday 10th of October to the community for 2 weeks feedback. And the deadline for feedback would be Saturday 24th of October. And then would be a third step, a 3-day selection process. And that, as an active research, the selection process is an opportunity to explore subjects concerning our day-to-day challenges and to experience the work of both groups guided by the Orville values and ideals. The selection process will be from Friday 4th until Sunday 6th of December, and the new members will join the existing team afterwards. For more information, we can contact the study group at studygroup@orville.org. And the Orville Council is inviting all the concerned residents to propose 5 names, nomination and self-nomination, for the composition of the new Temporary Feedback Review Committee. This Temporary Feedback Review Committee will be processing, looking into the feedback received on the new nominees of Orville Council and Working Committee for the next selection process in October-November, and it will be dissolved after this task. This Temporary Feedback Review Committee will have 7 members with gender, culture and age balance. They should be long-term residents, show qualities such as equanimity, impartiality, integrity, credibility, idealism and actions towards the realization of Mothers Orville, and preferably not members of many working groups. We can send our proposed names to our AVC office at orville.org, and the last day for submission is 3rd of October. Well, let's see what's going on otherwise. Beside the Milidaceous, it will be on Saturday 26th from 9 a.m. to 12 at Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India will be a masked workshop by Sankalpa, where we can explore deeper aspects of self-awareness through meditation, mask-making and art therapy. It's suitable for ages 16 and plus, and no previous artistic skills needed. Facilitated will be by Krupa from Sankalpa. Also on Saturday, but between 2 to 4 p.m. at CSR, it will be an open house on the topic of marketing of Integra Entrepreneurship Lab. And the proposed agenda for this event is to challenge some commonly held fixed ideas, such as marketing is about selling unneeded stuff and telling half-truths at best. Secondly, to offer professional tools to use in daily work, building the success formula of the previous EIL open house about human resource management. And third, brainstorm on new avenues for intentional, not conventional marketing. What's changed for you in the way you present your work, and invite your audience to join you? What can marketing become in the Orville context? After this event, they will officially open the 2 new co-working spaces for Orville entrepreneurs and project holders. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, they will inaugurate Endless Canvas, which is an art show by K. Natarajan. And in these paintings, human life is but a minuscule part of a larger whole which the memory of the forest suggests into existence. These paintings, a sphere of blue, green and white, are testimony to the green shot of life that never fails to break through the concrete, as well as to the artist's ability to create stunning composition. At inauguration, there would be chief guests of Olivier Litvin, director of Alliance Francaise, Pierre Grard, director of French Institute of Pondicherry, Mrin Moy Majumar from Katakar Collective in Pondicherry. On Tuesday 29th at 4:30 p.m. at SAIR Conference Hall, we are invited to a presentation of the educational research work of Orville, which set up 15 kilometers of optical fiber cable of EC to the 17 building clusters. This work will be completed by December 2015, but covers about 15% of Orville. So the next part of the project is to connect other buildings, units and residences, and provide community services such as community-wide intercom telephony, broadcast of Orville radio and TV, meetings, seminars and events, teleservices in education, healthcare and outreach, audio, video, web conferencing, community browsing centers to make the services available to one and all, e-surveillances of sensitive mobility areas, digital archives. And the goal of this project is to create a platform to enable borderless participation and collaboration in manifesting the dream, to provide eco-friendly alternatives to travel within Orville and outside, and to expand the presence of Orbe beyond the geographical area of the city. Implementing this project by 2018 creates a new window to make Orbe belong to the whole of humanity during the 50th anniversary of Orbe. At Echo Film Club in Sodana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Earth, made in 2007 and directed by Alastair Fothergill. At Visitor Center movie show there won't be no show on Thursday and Friday because of the musical Milidashius of Bharat Nivas, but at Visitor Center tomorrow they will screen a part 2 of Home From Home, made in Germany in 2013 by writer and director Edgar Reitz. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a thriller The Connection, made in France and Belgium in 2014 by director Cedric G. Jimenez. On Saturday there was screen an international drama war, The Book Thief, made in US and Germany 2013 by director Brian Percival. As children's film on Sunday 27 at 4:30 p.m. there won't be no film, but later on at Pedro Almodovar Film Festival there was screen Talk to Her, made in Spain 2002 and of course by director Pedro Almodovar. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, to see, know, become and fulfill this one in our inner selves and in all our outer nature was always the secret goal and becomes now the conscious purpose of our embodied existence. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroville.org.